It is a Friday morning when we hear from StoryCorps. Ahead of the president's speech at the NAACP this week, Benjamin Jealous sat down with his mother and grandmother at StoryCorps. This project has been recording conversations between loved ones. The three talked about their own experience fighting for civil rights. Benjamin's mom is Ann Todd Jealous. His grandmother is Mamie Todd. In the 1930s, Mamie taught at an all-black school in Virginia. Her students lacked basic materials like pencils and paper, so she took the matter into her own hands and to the white superintendent of schools.
I went up to the secretary's desk and said, I have an appointment. And she says, well, colored teachers come around the back. I said, beg your pardon? She said, colored teachers come around the back. I said, well, there's his desk right there. And so I walked on through it and went to his desk. He was sitting there. He didn't stand up. And there was a chair in front of his desk. So I sat there. And he and I had a conversation. And I just told him how I felt, how I really felt about it. And he was a human being. I knew we had that much in common. And I wasn't afraid of him. And
were you ever afraid of anybody?
Well, I don't know. I have to think about it. I have to think about it. Anyway, the next day, by 10:30 in the morning, a pickup truck came to school laden with materials. I mean, blackboards hanging over the sides. And I had everything I could think of that I had told him that school needed.
Well, we're talking about protests. Mom, tell me about desegregating your high school.
When I first went there, I remember being assigned a seat, and there was this other girl sitting in my seat. So I went up to say to her, you know, you're in my seat. And she fell onto the floor. She was so terrified. And then I remember...
You're really not very scary.
I was not. Probably more scary now. The rumor was that we all carried knives. And she was afraid that I would stick a knife in her for sitting in my seat. And actually, I was asking her to move because I was afraid of the teacher, you know, being upset.
Mimi, what was it like for you to watch her go through this?
It was very difficult, but she kept a lot of it to herself.
I did not want to burden them. I was an only child, and my parents talked a lot. And I grew up with their stories. And so I was very, very conscious of a great deal that they carried as a consequence of racism. So I kept as much as I could to myself.
Wow. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, Ben. Thanks for being interested.
Yeah.
For asking.
Thanks, Mimi.
Good luck to you, darling.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be done.
Yeah, that's
There's a
right.
lot left to be done.
Those good wishes went to Benjamin Todd Jealous, president of the NAACP, with his mother, Ann Todd Jealous, and his grandmother, Mamie Todd. They recorded their interview in Pacific Grove, California, and it will be archived at the Library of Congress, as well as the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. You can get this project's podcast at npr.org.